In this bulletin, questions raised over when the federal government first knew of the Solomon Islands Security Pact with China. Labor to commit $15 million over 3 years for community language schools. And in tennis, Australia's Alex de Minaur battles into Barcelona's semi-finals. With all the latest from the SBS newsroom, I'm Tina Quinn. Good afternoon. Questions have been raised over when the federal government first became aware of a draft security pact between China and the Solomon Islands. Nine newspapers have reported that ASIO knew of the deal for weeks, with government and security sources claiming that Australian intelligence services played a role in leaking the text onto social media. The claim brings into question comments by Foreign Minister Maurice Payne, who told Senate Estimates she only became aware of the draft agreement after it leaked online on the 24th of March. The security pact announced earlier this week is causing concern about a potential Chinese military presence in the Solomon Islands. The Labor Party has announced a policy to commit $15 million over 3 years to fund language classes other than English at community schools. Plans include giving every community language school in the country a $30,000 funding boost. Federal Shadow Education Minister Tanya Plibersek has told ABC News Breakfast there are currently 780 language schools around Australia.
They're teaching about 100,000 kids. Most of them are learning a language that their parents or their grandparents spoke in the country of their origin. And it is a great opportunity to learn a second language. We know that that's good for all kids. We want to make sure that more kids can learn a second language and they can learn it from an earlier age.
She says the funding will allow these schools to expand their teaching to preschool-aged children, citing research that the earlier they start learning a language, the more likely they will become fluent. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Scott Morrison has announced a $20 million fund for recreational fishers, campers and boaters. In a statement, Mr. Morrison says if re-elected, the government will provide more than 100 new projects across Australia's coastal and regional communities to extend boat ramps, jetties, cleaning stations, disability-accessible toilet blocks and campground facility upgrades. He adds that recreational fishing is good for regional tourism, creates local jobs, supports small and family businesses, and provides physical and mental health benefits. The Prime Minister is in New South Wales and is expected to head to the Central Coast to talk about the $1 million funding. And the Federal Treasurer, Josh Frydenberg, says that former Prime Minister John Howard will join part of the Liberal Party's election campaign trail. Mr. Frydenberg has told Channel 9's Weekend Today that Mr. Howard is on the same page regarding the coalition's economic policies.
Cost of living is a major issue. National security is a major issue. And he was very complimentary about the measures that we had in the budget, which we outlined as part of our broader economic plan just over 2 weeks ago. He supports the measures that we've got to increase investment by small business in their workforce, in technology. He supports what we're doing through the regions as the new frontiers of economic growth.
Though Mr. Frydenberg wouldn't say if Australians were better off after 3 years of the Morrison government, he pointed to low unemployment, higher economic growth, and hopes of real wages growth in the future. Turning overseas now, and Ukrainian Prime Minister Denis Shmyhal says Ukraine wants to join the civilized world of the European Union. During a meeting with the US Secretary of State Antony Blinken in Washington, Mr. Shmyhal thanked the United States for its military and financial support. But he says most Ukrainians want to become part of the EU.
The biggest quantity of our people, more than 96% of Ukrainians, strongly would like to be part of European family, part of civilized world, but not part of Soviet Union or Russian empires.
The Prime Minister added that support through ammunition and weapons, sanctions against Russia and financing needs to continue. Meanwhile, Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky has thanked allies for providing military assistance, saying the weapons will save the lives of thousands of people. He says it will show Russia that the day when they will be forced to leave Ukraine is fast approaching. Mr. Zelensky has also thanked the British government after the Prime Minister Boris Johnson announced plans to reopen its embassy in Kyiv next week.
Я вдячний нашим британським друзям за важливе символічне рішення.
I am grateful to our British friends for the important symbolic decision announced today to return the embassy to Kyiv. The United Kingdom became the 21st country to return the diplomatic mission to our capital, and this shows that we are not the only ones who believe in the victory of life over death.
Життя над смертю.
To sport now, and Australia number one male tennis player Alex de Minaur will play in the semi-finals of the Barcelona Open after winning two matches on the Spanish clay courts. The 23-year-old Sydney sider beat opponent Lloyd Harris after the South African stopped play due to an injury 20 minutes in. De Minaur defeated British player Cameron Norrie in the quarterfinals 6-3, 5-7, 6-1. The Aussie will now face Spain's Carlos Alcaraz García, ranked world number 11 at midnight for the semi-finals. And now for a quick look at today's weather. If you're in Perth, it's sunny with tops of 27 degrees expected to be reached. Adelaide's partly cloudy, tops of 23. Partly cloudy as well for Melbourne with a high of 19. Much the same for Hobart, 19 degrees as well. Also partly cloudy and 19 in Canberra. A few showers for Wollongong with tops of 20. Showers in Sydney with tops of 22. A few showers for Newcastle as well, tops of 23. Similar conditions for Brisbane, but a high of 25. Rain tending to showers for Cairns with highs of 28. And sunny and 34 if you're in Darwin. And that's all the latest from the SBS Newsroom. I'm Tina Quinn.